This is the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, bringing you the info you need to make your next move a great one.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Chester County Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Dominski, and this is the show that gives you the information that you need to make your next move a great one. I'm sitting down today with Michael Childs of BFH Pro.
Got it right this time.
Yes. And Ace Property Management, among other things, but the contractor of all trades.
We try.
So I think so far, I don't know if there's been anything where I came to you and I was like, hey, Michael, do you do this? And you said no. So
we try to keep that list short.
Yeah. I mean,
if we don't do it, we have people who do.
yeah, definitely. All right, so today I want to talk a little bit about fall maintenance. So we're hitting kind of mid to the end of the summer. Yep. School's going to be starting in a couple of weeks.
Time to get ready.
Exactly. And hopefully people got their summer work list knocked out. But things are going to start getting kind of hectic, and then next thing you know, it's going to be winter, and it'll be too late for a lot of things. So let's talk a little bit. We were talking earlier about this, and we were talking about fall cleanup. So what should be on the fall cleanup list, and who would you be needing to contact probably now to schedule that stuff?
Well, the last part of that's real simple. You just contact us, and we'll take care of it for you. Right now, there's a couple things we're going to want to start doing. As the year winds down, we want to be preemptive on most maintenance. Mm-hmm. So we're going to want to be getting people in place to do gutter cleanings in the fall. Fall cleanup, which is going to be making sure your planting beds are ready for the winter, your leaves are up or mowed in. You're going to want to make sure if you're in an area that's susceptible to blowing snow, you got snow fences up.
Okay. Well, so what do you mean by snow fences? Do you mean like something to stop the snow when you have like a rolling open field type of thing?
Yeah. If you live next to a large open area, we see them next to like golf courses periodically. Mm-hmm. We'll see them next to like farm fields, where the wind will take all that snow off that field and bring it over and eventually just pile it right up against your house where it'll start to do damage. What that snow fence does is it essentially creates a little wave or a dune, and that will protect your property from it. It doesn't need to be much, just enough to start catching some of it.
Okay. And that could be something, and usually if someone has a property, they're either already doing that or they're just experiencing issues that something like that might be able to help them with.
Exactly. Other things you want to start getting ready for are prepping your heating system. Because you don't want to wait for that first,
snowfall.
Hey,
yeah.
It says that we're dropping down to the teens tonight. Maybe we should check to see if it doesn't work. Oh, no. Because now that goes from get to us when you can and give us a good price to who can get here first. Here's my wallet.
Right.
Write a number.
the emergency, whoever's available, premium that you might end up paying. It's usually good to get your HVAC service once a year, right?
Twice a year.
Okay. Can you explain that? Why twice? Most people only do it. I don't want to say me personally, but let's just say someone I know only does it once a year, so.
You should be having it looked at every quarter. You should be making going down and doing the basics, which is usually like a filter change if you have pets. If you don't have pets, you can get away with twice a year.
Okay.
But you want to at least be checking that filter to make sure that it's not clogged up. Mm-hmm. That's something a homeowner can do themselves or call us out and we can get that done usually very inexpensively. Mm-hmm. As far as a maintenance thing, in the spring you want to be, so right after Christmas you want to be start to look at your springs. You're going to be going through looking at, you know, do you have your Freon topped off, or is your condenser unit running properly? These things that you want to start checking to make sure that when the heat gets there, you're ready. And just the opposite in the fall, you want to make sure that, you know, as the summer winds down, you're ready to cover up your condenser units. You're ready to, I mean, if you have oil heat, you'll have a igniter unit. You want to make sure that's working. You want to make sure that your there's no clogs in your line, you want to make sure your things have been cleaned out. That's good for gas, electric, I mean, all these things. Just basic checks and making sure everything's where it's supposed to be can save you a lot of time later on. And if we catch something early on, it may save your unit or at least give you another couple of years out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So now's the time to be scheduling at least some sort of service or checkups before the winter, because you want to be able to catch anything that could potentially go bad before it hits the teens.
Exactly. The other thing we usually do in the fall is interior standard stuff, like, you know, check your smoke detectors. Have their batteries been changed? Trying to think some other routine stuff. If you have certain plants, make sure that they're covered up. You want to get those rose bushes. You want to have it set up so those rose bushes get covered up for the winter, so they don't get frozen out.
Okay. Yeah. So landscaping. Smoke detector batteries. What about gutter cleaning? Do you usually wait till after the, like, because you would think that you would want to hit that after the leaves fall.
You want to get it scheduled early, but will come out later in the season.
Okay.
Just like fall cleanup. You want to get on the schedule. Because once the leaves start coming down, that backlog to get onto that schedule.
Yeah, everyone's.
Yeah, because usually by the time we hit the point where the leaves start coming down, I'm looking at a month to 2 month backlog to get on, to get a landscaper out there to do it. So we're now looking, you know, Christmas time when they finally get to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start getting those in early, because that gets you further up in the schedule.
Yeah,
just like in the spring, you want to, right around the time you're putting your presents away from Christmas, you want to be start scheduling your spring cleanup.
Yeah,
because you want to be in the early list, not the late list.
Now, as far as gutters, whether you get them done in the fall or the spring, as long as you're getting them done, like, does it make a difference? Do you think even just like you want to do them like after that one leaves, you don't want to let the leaves pile up for a season or two?
We recommend clearing out those gutters whenever they start to fill.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter time of year. The big thing is, if those gutters fill, now the water is going to, best case scenario, overshoot, hit the ground. Over time, that can cause flooding against your foundation, which can cause all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can flow in, come back, hit that fascia wall on those gutters, and start rotting them out. I mean, there's a lot of damage that can be caused by those gutters not doing their job properly.
Right. Right. Yeah, and then obviously, I mean, I feel like water is kind of a house's worst enemy.
I mean, yeah.
And a little bit of water can cause a lot of damage.
It's amazing how much damage it'll do and how quick.
Uh-huh. Now, as far as planning upgrades, renovations, stuff like that, what would you recommend around this time of year? Should they, you know, is now a time to call a landscaper, or is now time to work on the interior, or does it really make a difference?
There's certain things that we would recommend doing. You know, spring and fall is usually a good time for, you know, windows.
Yeah.
Because you're not super hot, so you're not going to be blowing out your air conditioning as we pop those windows out, put new ones in.
It makes sense.
And it's not 5 degrees, so when we pull them out, you're going, oh my goodness, we just lost all the heat.
Yeah.
So that's a good time of year for that. Believe it or not, roofs are a good time of year for that as well. Because think from the roofer standpoint, roofers have about a 3 week window where it's nice to be up there.
Yeah.
In the summer, if it's 100 degrees on the ground, it's 120 up there. if it's 20 degrees at the ground, it's frigid up there.
Yeah.
Take whatever it is and send it in the most uncomfortable direction you can. That's the life of a roofer.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's a good time to get those exterior projects done. Probably not landscaping, though. Landscaping?
Trees.
Trees,
tree
okay.
Trimming. Tree trimming, a lot of... So different trees will have different schedules. Some like to be trimmed in the spring. Some like to be trimmed in the fall. Depending what you have, call us in and we'll be able to look at it. Or, if needed, we'll talk to our arborist and get you a recommendation.
Now, in general, do you know which ones are better for the spring or fall? Or is it just kind of depend on this, on the type of tree?
It depends on the type of tree.
Okay.
And sometimes So in this, it depends. Are we thinning the tree? Are we removing damage to the tree? So there's a lot more to it than just we're cutting some branches off the tree. What's the best time of year to go?
Right.
Well, if we're removing a disease that's spreading through the tree, the best time to do it is whenever we find it. Mm-hmm. If we're looking at, you know, trying to preserve fruits, we want to do that in the fall for, like, let's say an orchard. Mm-hmm. If we're looking to thin a tree and push the foliage to the outside and thin out the interior of the tree, we do a lot of that in the spring.
Okay.
To give you a healthier tree that's going to dry out a little bit more.
Okay. And then what about, like, if you have, like, an old stump that you need removed? I know a lot of people, like, preferably you got it done when the tree was removed. When the ground starts to get hard, does stuff like that make a difference?
The stump grinders don't care. They're fun to do. You bring them in, they eat their way through it. Everyone comes and watches you grind it away. As long as they keep their distance, they don't get hit with the flying debris. It's always fun for everyone.
It seems like the fall cleanup the fall's a great time for those maintenance items that are more of like an ongoing care and maintenance, not necessarily something that you're looking forward to enjoying. So like if we were putting in a new patio, that would seems like a spring project, so then you can enjoy it throughout the spring and summer. Mm-hmm. This is more of like the boring stuff, the windows, the roof, the necessary gutters, but not necessarily exciting things.
Fall is not usually your exciting stuff. It's the stuff that you got to get taken care of to keep things going for the next year.
Yeah.
But it's stuff that if you skip in the spring, you're going to be going, oh my goodness, what happened here?
Right. What about decks? Like staining your deck? I think now would be a good time for that. Or was that better in the spring?
Pretty much spring, summer, fall is fine for staining. The big thing with stains is it cannot freeze once you put it on for a period of time.
Okay.
So you have to get to it before you start getting those hard frosts coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then obviously we're talking about like the winter and the hard frost, but you got to get on the schedule now so we can get the people in there before, because when you're looking at these kinds of how far out people are booked, it's like, yeah, winter will be around the corner.
Yeah, and so and that's kind of the funny thing with these maintenance things. The best time to do it is the time when you're kind of, it's so far out that it almost seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, like right now, we've already started taking orders for people that are wanting to get their Christmas lights put up.
Mm-hmm.
We started that about a week ago.
Okay.
So we're in July and we're scheduling out Christmas setups.
Yeah.
And the subsequent, you know, tree haulaways.
No, that's definitely a good point.
And usually right around Christmas, we're lining people up for mowing, for trimming, for spring cleanups. Mm-hmm. Mulch,
mm-hmm.
Insect control.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always usually about 6 months ahead of when you're going to need it is when you really want to start getting those set up.
Right. Now, is it cheaper when you can get on the schedule ahead of time? Or is it just they're not even available at any price then?
Well, there's always someone that will be available at the right price.
Okay.
the question is, you can save, I mean, sometimes 20-30% by getting on early.
Yeah.
So there is substantial savings to getting on earlier. On top of not being pushed to the back of the line, you do save money. Now, if you call me in the spring at the peak of the season, say, hey, it has to get done in the next 2 weeks. Can I get it done? Absolutely, we will. But it's going to be whatever the going rate is at that moment, which can be substantially higher than what you would pay if you get in early. Because these companies, I mean, they got to get their workers in place. So if we're calling for that emergency service, that means they're pulling somebody off of another job. Which means that you're paying for your job plus the fact that they just pulled them off somewhere else.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, all right, man. Well, thanks a lot. What's the best way for someone to get a hold of you? And if they have a project, hopefully not coming up in the next week or two, or a little bit, you know, they can get on the calendar earlier. But what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch with me, you can always reach out to us through our website at bfhpro.com. Or another great way to reach out to us is come in and ask for any agent here at the RE/MAX ACE office. And they will be able to get you in, get you set up, not only take care of your maintenance needs through this office, but also be available for, you know, any houses you need to want for the future that you want to get maintained.
Yes, yes.
Kind of that one-stop shop here.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by RE/MAX ACE Realty, serving buyers and sellers in the Chester County area. Subscribe for new episodes at acerealtypa.com/podcast. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are found.